Days after the 2013 storm, local farmer Christina Gann fell into the role of operations manager for tornado relief. We met at the church Monday morning to talk about how far the town has come the past 2 years. First, we went for a short drive through Gifford, tracing the northeast path of the storm.
You know, it was really bizarre sometimes how some certain houses would be down and others would not. You know, there were a lot of houses in this area that were damaged, but there was actually one, like there's two small houses that are rebuilt right there. There was a house there, and it was a complete loss.
Where were you when the storm hit?
I was at home. I live out in the country, 3 miles north of town. And so I was actually at home, and at the time I had my internet and my TV were both with satellite. And so anytime there's a thunderstorm, it goes out immediately. My sister lives in town, actually just right next to the church. And so at one point she called and she just said, get in your basement, it's bad, it's really, really bad. I mean, like lots of panic in the voice. And so I'm hollering my kids, get in the basement. I had three of my kids, I have four children, three of them were at home. So I've got two of them down in the basement. And my oldest son, who was 21 at the time, said, so why are we in the basement when there's blue sky over our head? I said, because Aunt Cindy said it was really bad. He goes, she always says it's really bad. And now when we tell that story, she's like, and I was right.
We returned to the church and took the conversation indoors. And I asked Gann about the character of the people of Gifford that the tornado revealed and what helped her to get through the storm recovery.
This has always been a community that has been a close-knit community, has been really a very religious community, if you will. I mean, just as far as, you know, there's a foundation of faith that's in this community. And that was very evident that first 2 or 3 days after the tornado. You know, even though there was so much destruction, if your home was a total loss, people would find you at somebody else's home that was not a total loss, but you were helping them to board up windows or something. And somebody would go, didn't you just lose your home? And they're like, well, yeah, but there's nothing I can do about that. So it was a community that has always been there to help its neighbor anyway. Even people from outside of the community that came in to help on a repeated basis adopted Gifford as their hometown.
There is nothing specific to mark 2 years. Why is that the best plan? Is it a better way of looking ahead rather than, oh, we've got to continually mark this every year?
Yeah. Last year for the 1 year anniversary, we did have a huge dinner. Had 750 people that showed up for dinner and a program. And we had said, even when we were planning that one, it was going to be a one-time thing. We did not want to always dwell on the destruction of what had happened that day. We will never forget, but we did not want to just dwell on it. And we do. We want to keep moving forward. You know, we want to be a progressive little town. We want to take what we have learned and continue to move forward. And we just want to look at the good things that have happened. And so we had just made a decision a year ago that we were going to do a 1 year anniversary and that was going to be it. So it's more of being able to continue to focus on the future, learn from what we have learned from, and appreciate what we have.
Other people that I'm just overwhelmed, my home, I've lost my home. I can't imagine rebuilding and being around all the, I just got to leave. Do we have much of that?
You know, I think there was a little bit of that. And, you know, with it happening so late in November and then 3 weeks after the tornado, it basically started snowing and it did not let up all winter long until about March or April. And in some respects, I think that was a blessing because it forced people to slow down a little bit, make some decisions, kind of, you know, take that time to make those decisions that needed to be made, and things were not necessarily rushed. There were a few families that did leave, but I don't know that any of them left because they were completely discouraged. We had a number of families that there were health concerns, some of them because of age, that they just were not going to be able to endure the rebuilding process. But, you know, I think that we only lost just a handful of families out of this community. And none of it was because I'm just going to wipe my hands clean and just walk away. You know, there were definitely reasons why they needed to leave. But we've also had other families that have come into Gifford and go, hey, I want to be a part of a community that's like this. And so it balances out.
And how are you 2 years later? I mean, you had a horrible loss of yourself mm-hmm. a year ago. Where are you emotionally?
It's been very interesting because when we had the dinner a year ago to celebrate, or to honor, not to celebrate, but to honor the one-year anniversary of the tornado. That was just 3 days after my husband had passed. And I had a chance to get up and talk to the public that was there. And I just shared with them then, and it's even more so true now, what they went through with the loss of the tornado and what I went through with the loss of my husband was very, very similar, a very similar road that we've traveled. You know, there was nothing that I could have done to prevent it. There was nothing I did to cause it. Nothing in my life will ever be the same again. And I have to continue to move forward. And I can say now, a year after my husband has passed, that I am at a point where, yes, I have joy in my life. I am happy, and I am ready to live life.